Now, phase equilibria then, we need to look at the heating, cooling curve for water to understand the general concept of what happens when we change from one phase to another in terms of the energetics of the reaction. So here's our heating cooling curve here, and in this case here we have got the cooled situation at stage 5, the heated situation at stage 1. So we're going then by pulling heat out of the system as we go down from stage 1 through to stage 5. Now what we're looking at as we move between these different pure phases, gas, liquid and solid, is what's happening to the energy of the particles as we go through these different systems. Now note, in between each of the pure phases is an equilibrium system. So in the first case, from gas to liquid, it's equilibrium then. The liquid particles here in contact with the gas particles above them. Now the first stage one then, when we're pulling heat out of the system here, the temperature's dropping. As the temperature drops, then we now have got a feeling for the fact that the particles are travelling more slowly. That's going to drop the kinetic energy. Now, it's dropping the kinetic energy, but the actual interactions between the particles stay exactly the same. So the potential energy for the particles is constant, the characteristic value for gas phase particles. In stage two, you note over here I've put normal boiling point. By definition is the vapor pressure above our liquid equals 1 atmosphere. That's the definition of normal boiling point. So when we're in the stage two, we're at the normal boiling point. Now if we have a mole of material here, then the amount of heat that needs to be pulled out of the system so that all of the material moves from this equilibrium situation to just pure liquid, that's going to be our enthalpy of vaporization. Now in this period then, as we're pulling heat out, the temperature remains constant, which tells us then that the kinetic energy will be constant. And what we're doing then is we're changing from the characteristic potential energy of our gas phase particles, which is what we had over here, to the characteristic potential energy of our liquid phase particles. So by pulling heat out, we're actually switching more of the particles to have the energy associated with the potential energy of the liquid phase. Stage 3. We've now got pure phase again, now pure phase which is liquid. So as we pull heat out, the temperature is dropping. As the temperature is dropping, the kinetic energy is dropping, but potential energy is characteristic for a liquid. The particle-particle interactions are identical from this point here to this point here. At stage 4, we move to another equilibrium situation. Now, 1 mole moving from here to here is the energy associated with the enthalpy of fusion. Now both of these things here, the fusion is if we take pure solid and go to a liquid, and the negative of that then is what we're looking at in this case. Over here, the enthalpy of vaporization is we take 1 mole of liquid and we transform it into 1 mole of gas. The negative of is what we're looking at as we pull the heat out of the system. Now a definition of normal boiling point is where the vapor pressure above the liquid equals the vapor pressure above the solid, and the total pressure is 1 atmosphere. So that's our definition of normal boiling, of normal melting point. Once we have fully formed the solid at this point, the temperature keeps dropping, which means the kinetic energy of the particles keeps dropping, but the potential energy remains constant, the value for the solid. Now, we can keep cooling that thing right down until we get very close to 0 Kelvin, but all we're doing is simply lowering the speed of the particles.